Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life That Does Live. Man, it's your boy, Sadie J. I know y'all been like, where the heck has he been? I've been out doing a little everything, you know, trying to make it back to my fam. But I know today is a mark of history. This marks the second year running a Life That Does Live. So I just really just appreciate everyone that's hung in there with me. And, man, you just don't understand, like, this is quite a journey just even getting this far. And without some of the people that's been supporting the show since day one, I just don't know how we do it, man. And, you know, we also got the station throughout the years have grown. You know, we have the Dust Spot, our own site, that said dustcows.neem.com. And also we have our own radio station, too. So, we have not done vlog type shows in a while. So, like I said, it's big us. Was kind of glad to be here, enjoy everyone. And you know, we got a lot of people that's going to come through and show some love. So, I can't wait for that. But, man, I was one of the first off, shout out North by Northwest Urban Entertainment, which is who manages Life That Does Live and Life That Does Radio, period. That's what manages it, and there's a lot of great stuff. We got a lot of great events coming through it. The Party Better Tour, which starts off in the North Texas region, will be starting in April 7th. So y'all get ready for that big kickoff there. And, man, this is crazy. You can see all the information actually on the Dust Spot, so you can go there and check it out. And the first event is going to be on Thursday, April 7th. It's going to be called All Your Mark Ready Sets. Party Better, so check it out. And then we're going to do, because actually one of the people I know who confirmed this is coming in for sure to show us some love. He is my boy Young Ro. He would be in the building, and of course he's a past guest on the show. He did a song on his song called Candy Girl. It's actually on the Global Tech Mixtape Series Volume 1 that's in iTunes right now. Make sure you definitely go cop that, because a lot of great artists in there. Independent artists and mainstream artists, so definitely check it out. A lot of legends, Wu-Tang Clan, Tretch, The Night by Nature, Gucci Mane, all kinds of stuff like that, so definitely go check it out. So what we're going to go ahead and do, I know a lot of people are still like checking out, saying, okay, let's see, we're at the show today, and actually, you know, this is going to be only one part, really. I was only going to stick to like one part, but because of a lot of people demanded it, and a lot of people started saying, well, I'm going to come to this show for this day and whatnot. You know, we have to split it up, doing part one. First, today's show is going to be 30 minutes. Tomorrow's show is going to be 30 minutes as well. And just check in. Same time, it'll be the same time tomorrow, so definitely check it out. And I'm going to go ahead and shout out some different people. I'm right off the back right now. Let me go ahead and shout out my boy, Stevie Mack, of course. Stevie Mack, who comes on later in the day, definitely check him out. He's just tremendous what he does. He great shows, just all around comedy, all that good stuff. So I love it. Love just being in the atmosphere, checking it out. And let me go ahead, because I see we got a caller. Because actually today we're not gonna really play too much music. Play a little bit. We're gonna play, of course, Young Rose, Kenny Girl. We'll play that. But as far as like a lot of music, we're not gonna really play a lot. Since we have a short show, and that's all about really, I just want to conversate with everyone that comes through and shows some love and has been with me since day one. Let me go ahead and go to the first caller.
What's up?
I'm calling
what's
you
up?
I know what this is. What's up, Benny? What's good, man?
I ain't been on the show in a minute since it started. You know, I had to come by and show my respect, show some love, you know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing, my brother. I respect it. That's what I'm talking about.
You're like one of the people that helped me when it started up. Seeing you, Chase, and Goli, a.k.a. Sierra, whatever. You all kind of helped us start it off. Don't just kind of do the start the show off, and it's just very great to have y'all all. It's kind of help.
Yeah.
You don't still, you know, y'all don't have a show like that anymore. Y'all still kind of support. So that's what it's all about.
Of course, it's all about then getting twerked up. I'm trying to get twerked up this week. That's why I called the show.
I might go do some shameless plugging. Hey, it's my show. Effort. I can do what I want. I can do the shameless plugging. Actually got a event coming up. If you're in Dallas for work, yeah, I'm not going to just say this. You're in Dallas for work. I'll definitely consider this event. And by the way, it's crazy now. Because all these events, I have all these posters. I'm starting to put them to my wall now, so you have a little decoration in this, for like Rap City. this Thursday, March 24th, this tomorrow. Wireframe, who's featured on the Hood, Mr. Hit That. Yeah. He performed his track "Pull Out the Magnum" tomorrow at Club Rio. Ladies free to 10:30. Fellas 5 to 10:30. So. Doors up at 9. Your boy Sandy J will be on the mic, and my boy P-Buck will be on the ones and twos. So definitely, y'all make sure y'all show up today because it goes down, man. The trade, if y'all familiar with Trey D, his recent track was is popular. It's on the radio right now. Glad it was the last event we did there, and it was like packed. It was a crazy line and everything. So a lot of big things going on.
Man, keep doing what you're doing, man. I had to call you before I took a nap. I'm gonna support you for the rest of my days. As long as I know you, that's my boy right there. Said, man, watch out for him. Don't forget me when you're at the top. I won't forget you when I get there. I'll be waiting for you. I'm right behind.
Speaking of which, I need to hang on this other poster. I brought another poster today. This is for my April 7th event. It's going down. And I'll be hanging on my April 15th poster and all this stuff soon, too. So, man, like I said, it's a lot of things going on. One of the things has been, as far as, like, everyone's like, man, having that chance to see in a while, you know, making a consistent schedule again is pretty hard. Especially now that I'm doing a lot of events, it's making it really hard.
That's what's up. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. Shout out to my boy Chase. Shout out to my family, my mama, everybody I know in the streets outside. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to be here, and I had to throw that up in there. Hey, see, it's going to be at the top. Y'all watch that. All right, see, man. Keep doing your thing, bro.
I thank you for calling in, man. I couldn't miss this. I couldn't miss this for the world, man. Most definitely, man. All right, man. I'm gonna check through the other callers. We got people calling in. You know, it's starting to catch on to see you on Facebook and stuff. Hey, oh man, show up, but I'm gonna check them out. Yeah, I was on Facebook. All right, so holla. That's my boy, Benny. So we're about to go to the next person. And it's Benny has been with me, before I started doing my shows and stuff. So that's a really good friend of mine that's been with me since from the gap. We're going to go to next caller. Next caller from the 580. You're on Life at Dust Live. My super sweet second anniversary show, part one. What's up?
Hey, what's good, man? It's Tatum.
What's up, Tatum?
Same thing every day, fam. Same thing every day. Just trying to stop by and show you some love, homie.
I know. It's just good, man. I love these kind of shows because it's like you to just kind of talk back to people you've done shows with for a while.
Yeah. All day, man. Been grinding out here. I see you doing your thing, man. I've been following the show and everything, so.
Give us an update on you, man. What's been going on with you?
Oh, man. Let me see. I got like 2 record deals on the table right now. Still independent right now. So I got little stuff. About to shoot a video. Did a couple tracks with Mims and Wale. I open up for J. Cole. I've been grinding for a little bit, man. I've been doing my thing since last time we talked. I think it was like November or whatnot.
Yes, kind of talked a little before in between too, because I mean you did a new thing, so it's like a little bit of everything, man. It's just crazy, man, to see artists that's really just still doing their thing. And right now, I mean, it's hard. I mean, the industry's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's a thing when you can just find a way to keep staying in it strong somehow, some way.
It
pays off.
Yeah, it do.
I've run into a lot of people that's full of crap. Yeah, I've run into it a whole lot.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, man. It depends on your mentality about all this stuff out here and how you could go about getting the right situation for yourself.
Right, and people think, a lot of people mess up and they get afraid and think that they can't have God in what they're doing because of like, oh, well, you know, I'm not necessarily doing gospel music. It's not, man, my dad says the best, man. He always says this, he said, as long as you know who you look up to and you stay true to that, then you're good. And just, you know, just don't get caught up. Don't get too caught up in the entertainment industry to where you completely lose yourself. You know, of course, there's some things that want to be considered Christian, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I even did a gospel song this last year, so somebody else hit me up into that. So you got to be versatile in this game, man, and a lot of people don't understand that. They feel like they only got to be one way, and it's cool trying to be yourself, but you got to be able to transform yourself for longevity, like you're trying to be one-hit wonders, you know what I mean?
Right. And, I mean, that one-hit wonder money is good, but it's just me. I mean, I feel like this. It's cool that we have a really strong hit that makes a lot of money, but still makes some good music to go along with it, and people can be like, oh, yeah, I'm still going to keep supporting this cat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good music going to be here forever.
All right, man. I'm going to go to the next caller, man. I appreciate you, man, for calling through.
No problem, fam. Be good.
All right.
One.
Let's see who we got in the building next. I think I know who this is. Let's go to the next person. First from 214. What's up? Call from 214. You're on Life That Does Live.
What's up? P-Buck in the building. 214 representing.
Oh, shoot. Y'all didn't mess up part of that crime. I just got finished talking about you.
Oh,
part of that crime, man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the
best thing. It's Thursday.
I just got finished doing a lot of shameless plugging. I was like, shoot, I'm shameless plugging everything. But, but for those of y'all, man, don't know people like is. I don't know how you don't know by now, but you don't know people like is. This is what the dude is really, he's like a really big pusher for us. As far as being, and it goes hand in hand with the show itself, because it helps with the entertainment aspect of everything when the show's not running, and it help, and that's when my boy Pete comes into play at, and he's like, man, what is it that you don't do? It's the entertainment now.
Printing, booking, marketing, street team. DJing, I mean, pretty much whatever. We like one-stop shop over here. You know, Teddy J is the collabo. You know, with him in the mix, we making moves like crazy now.
Man, I'm telling you, it's crazy, man. But
Teddy J and the Angels.
The Angels, yes, the Angels. I know. I'm gonna have them call it tomorrow. I should have had them over. Well, I'm doing the show tomorrow. I said the Angels over here are kicking with me on this block of the show. But this is crazy, man. It's like just watch it. Because, you're another person who I started working with way before I did my show.
Yeah, you came a long way, man.
Yeah, people hit me up to my man. You get it's 2 years, man. I'm sitting here tripping out.
I'm trying to go ahead and take some shots of crown and celebrate tonight.
Yeah, celebration.
Yeah, I know. Shot. I'll be letting that song come on. Get live. Shot. Oh, man. But yeah, no, if I know what, you know, the whole movement, everything going on smooth, and the events coming up, you know, April 7th, April 15th, April 16th, April 14th, the artist showcase, you know, it's a lot of big things going on. You gotta mainly direct people to your Facebook page or your Twitter page so they can keep up. You can tell them it one time, two times, three times, but if they don't see it, they ain't gonna realize what's going on.
Right. And that's a lot of people. I just got to that discussion yesterday with somebody. You can have a Facebook all day, but you ain't posting nothing on it. It doesn't mean anything. Like, you have to just make Twitters and Facebook accounts and just have them. And you're like, I don't really have time for that. So, okay, well, you're going to be promoting, or you're going to be doing, they can do any type of promoting, especially because of entertainment. I'm going to need you to step your social network game up.
Yes. Speaking of social network, you can follow your boy at BBUCC, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And wherever you following me is, Eddie J usually be in the mix too. We've been making moves.
And he's a person that does a lot of flyers and stuff. He pretty much does all the flyers that's involved with me, so y'all can check him out. If y'all don't want to drop me any graphic design work done, I can email him at printpressdesigns@gmail.com. That simple. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and see who the next person is. Thanks for chilling with me, P-Buck. I'm having an inside joke, P-Buck.
That's the DS.
Y'all don't know about that. Like, we can't tell y'all that story, but the P-Buck. All right, we'll go to the next call. Let's see who we got in the building. I know what this is. I know that this got to be somebody. This is one of those Ohio players, I'm pretty sure.
Hey there, Sandy, Miss Computer Lady in the building. Hey there.
What's up? Yeah, I knew it. It was an Ohio player. I knew it.
Happy anniversary, babe.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I miss y'all, man. I was so tempted. It's like, I don't care if it's a 30-minute show. I'm going to do whatever you hate now.
Man, I miss you too. Let me tell you something. Ooh, I know you don't have too much time, and I won't take too long, but I said I was not going to have it where he is celebrating his anniversary. I know he's going to continue it one way or another. This is just the beginning of the celebration, but I did not want to have it where you had this anniversary, and I did not stop by nor call and say, hey, I was going to make sure of that.
Yeah, I saw her name in chat. I started thinking, man, y'all trying to come back. It's like I'm slowly doing it because I'm doing another show tomorrow because this is part one. Tomorrow's part two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the show I did last week, I'm going to have to do a part two on that. And I'm like, I said, I'm going to get back to it. And I'm going to finally get back with, I had a lot to deal with, but I'm going to start doing stuff with Life at Dust Live on the Dust Spot. So y'all stay tuned. Y'all never know what the community lady going to do.
I thought one of the latest shows I checked about you, you were doing a review on iPad 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta do part two because I said this half hour too short.
Yeah, I know it does. It goes by, especially like I ain't gonna play music because that half an hour gonna go real quick if I play music.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I remember first starting out, and I don't know how long you went when you first started out, but I did 45 minutes. And, I mean, the extra 15 minutes can't make a difference. But even that was short.
I actually started with a longer show. I started with 2 hours. And it was hard. It was like we talked forever, and it was like, woo wee. But when you talking straight for 2 hours, that is crazy. It was like, man, I got to have some music break in here somewhere.
True.
And that's not a real. And I shortened to an hour. An hour was good because it was short. It was long enough, but it was short enough to where it wasn't like all day.
Right. I understand where you're coming from.
Man. I know you're going to do an review on the playbook when it comes out. I know you're going to do that.
That I'm going to do what again?
A review on the BlackBerry playbook.
Oh, God.
that's iPad competition. You know, I'm always talking noise about Apple. So. In fact, I'm on team. The fact I'm on Team BlackBerry, I'm supporting the playbook to the fullest. Team BlackBerry, you hate me. I said that all day talking bad about Apple. I don't mean, but hey, you got an Apple computer, you got an Apple device. I mean, do you? But at the end of the day, Steady J sticks to PC and BlackBerry.
I don't blame you, baby. God, you know I'm going to do a little something. You know, I got this. Girls, hey, they don't call me Miss Computer Lady for nothing. I got to show love. It's just that, you know, a lot of the focus that, you know, last couple months was dealing with, you know, the iPad 2 and the big, you know, news about that, bringing out whatever. And, you know, the competition wasn't too far. You know I'm going to be covering some of that because I already did a show on the smartphones, too.
Oh, yes, yes, I checked it out. And
what'd you think?
It's crazy, too. I like to, you know, like I said, it's about BlackBerry, but, you know.
You got your Mac and you got PC, so, hey.
this show people how much I pay attention to everything in the world, including technology. Like they were saying, I remember they were saying on, I think it was Fox News, they were talking about in the next 5 years, laptops are basically going to become obsolete and it's going to basically just be tablets are going to be the focus.
Yeah, so. Some of that is coming it'll be obsolete, but not right away, in my opinion. And the reason being is you got people who will be just adjusting to laptops, it'll take them that long to get adjusted to for the first time, and they still got to market that because you still got people who still got, you know, the believe it or not, still the old-fashioned desktop. To this day, believe it or not. Yeah, so it's going to take a while. No, they can't get rid of the laptops yet.
I know they can get completely rid of it because some people got old TVs.
And
we just got rid of, I ain't gonna lie, I keep it 100. We just got rid of one of our, my parents just got rid of one of the floor model TVs. They got all flat screen TVs and stuff now. But.
Oh man, they still had those? Oh my God. Oh wow.
Yeah, they had the floor model. I mean, that floor, hey, I'm telling y'all, man, the floor model TVs are heavy. You want to get a gym workout, go ahead and ask somebody to let you move on floor model TV. You're going to be like, trying to lift it up. I was like, woo! I mean, I
had to
stop lifting up under the stairs. I was like, you crazy?
Like,
you trying to get
this? Oh, golly.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Time flies when you're having fun. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Don't be too far away because when I get my time back and I am going to be getting it back, I'm going to want an interview from you, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
So you say you should do your shows every Saturday at the same exact time, correct?
Right now it's every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
might do two shows, probably one Friday, one Saturday. Definitely Saturday, I got to actually another event. I'm going to the Be Seen, Be Heard event in Detroit. I don't know if you've heard of that or not.
No, that's my first time hearing about that. So, and that's the thing too. You're doing a lot of events yourself then. That's what's kind of been making me say, what am I going to get back to doing this? Like, I've been really focused on doing these events. They've been, you know, that's been a real driving force. When it's right, the events are like right in front of you, and you're like, ooh, man, I'm focused on this. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to work my way getting a constant schedule again. I might start doing it this time of day. It feels a little bit better doing it this time.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever works for you. But I want to say I love you quickly and continue having a wonderful second anniversary. Take care, and I will be in touch.
All right.
All right. I need you to email me your number, too, so I can keep in touch with you.
All right. I'm going to send you that.
Okay.
Okay. All right, y'all, man. That was Miss Computer right there. And shout out to all the guests, man. I've been seeing guests come in and out of the chat room all day. Shout out to y'all. I appreciate the love. And to some of y'all, people I know, y'all ain't signing in, y'all wrong. Y'all so wrong. But not all signing in, so I can see who you are. But anyways, I'm kind of just touching back on the stuff. Give you a recap. We got a couple more minutes left. Make sure you go to Dust Spot at dustgals.ning.com, which is where the heart of a lot of things are. Of course, I'm there. You see some of the sites we support. And you can see stuff from North by Northwest Urban Entertainment. You can check out their site. Go there. Go to North by Northwest Urban Entertainment Umbrella. Go to the homepage. You can see the homepage. Community TV Max page. Print press. The custom print press designs page on the Dust Spot. You can do a little bit of everything, man. You can watch movies on Dust Spot. I've been putting some crazy movies on there, so y'all can check that out. Like I said, also too, go piggyback on that again. Events coming up tomorrow, this Thursday. We got something at Club Rio. That's at 801 Eagle Drive, Denton, Texas. Doors open at 9. Ladies free to 10:30. Fellas $5 to 10:30. And that'll be with my boy Rob Frame performing his track "Pull Out the Magnum," and he's featured on the hook gets to hit that. And as I tell everyone, I have surprises on my sleeve. I might do something really crazy tomorrow. Cool, but crazy. So yeah, I'll be on the lookout for that. Let's see, man. Everyone else has got going on. Let me shout out my team. Shout out my brother Chase. Shout out my sister Sierra. Shout out my mom. Shout out my dad. Monty from North by Northwest Urban Entertainment. I'm EMP from North by Northwest Urban Entertainment. Smooth Vega, Louis Evo, Isis, Steve-O, all the gang. Shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to Nicole for How I See It Photography. He does all the great pictures y'all seen in Boston and Portland and Sue here down in Texas. Shout out to my boy Picture Perfect as well. Picture Perfect has done a lot of my stuff. And he's here locally, so shout out to him too. And go ahead and close out with this, man. And you know how we do it. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life That Does Live. And we got 2 seconds left, according to the British show in my ear. Just be on the lookout. Like I said, April 7th will be the first North by Northwest event here in Texas. So check that out. Hosted by Tanae from 97.9 The Beat, local radio station. Shout out to that. Like I said before, it's not necessarily to be on a major radio station. It's about make sure you show major love, and you still get major love. There you go. So check it out. And EMP Monty will perform. And Monty will be performing there. So. But with that being said, we're going to have Brolo out. And shoot, y'all do what y'all do, man. And make sure you get this show out tomorrow. We're doing part two. We'll call it tomorrow. Number is 347-202-0389. See y'all later. And that's 10 seconds. I mean, it's time to go. And the words of Chris Brown. Deuce.